Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, I will be discussing current events. Well, this evening, the first thing I want to bring up is about the state of Texas and the government. The governor, Greg Abbott, signs into law one of the nation's strictest abortion measures, banning procedures as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Now, I don't know if you're pro-life, pro-choice, but there's going to be a lot of consequences behind this. The signing of the bill opens a new frontier in the battle over abortion restrictions, as first-of-its-kind legal provisions intended to make the law harder to challenge are poised to be tested in the courts. Well, Governor Greg Abbott signed this into law on Wednesday, and the signing of the bill opens a over the abortion restrictions, and abortion rights advocates have promised to challenge the new law, which they consider one of the most extreme nationwide and the strictest in Texas since landmark Roe versus Wade decision. It would amount to an outright ban on abortion as a 6 weeks cutoff in 2 weeks, a missed menstrual cycle, opponents say. The law takes effect in September. The governor's signature comes just after the U.S. Supreme Court said it would hear the Mississippi law that will ban most abortions after 15 weeks and which could lead to new limits on abortion rights. And it's the first major abortion case heard before the court's newly expanded conservative majority, and could have far-reaching effects for Texas, where a pending bill would outlaw nearly all abortions if the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade. I'm not sure where you all, like I said, stand on this, but if you have a comment or a question about this, dial 516-531-9540. And instead of, which I want to add some more to this, instead of having the government enforce the law, the bill turns the reins over to private citizens who are newly empowered to sue abortion providers or anyone who helps someone with abortion after a fetal heartbeat has been detected. The person would not have to be connected to someone who had an abortion or to a provider to sue. Proponents of the new law hope to get around the legal challenges that have tied up abortion restrictions in the court. While abortion providers typically sue the state to stop a restrictive abortion law from taking effect, there's no state official enforcing Senate Bill 8, so there's no one to sue, the bill's proponents says. So I've been reading a lot on this and this situation, and Texas lately has been having a lot going on. And also, Texas seems to be a very racist state, because now they're doing voting rights restrictions in Texas, where they hope, you know, they will be able to hurt minorities and keep them from voting. And a lot of Black people seem to think that their vote doesn't count, and sometimes it doesn't. But after this last presidential election, when Black voter turnout was really high, And they turned Georgia, it sent white people into a panic because they thought they had it on lock. And also that same governor from Texas, Abbott, signed into law Tuesday a bill that would impose a draft new restrictions on voting in one of the nation's fastest growing and diversifying states. A Republican-led legislator approved during a special session that the second-term GOP governor had called this year. Democrats had blocked previous versions of the measure by fleeing the state for weeks, preventing the House from having a quorum necessary to do business. But that didn't seem to work because they eventually had to come back. So now, Texas has signed into law these voting restrictions that are going to restrict a lot of people from voting. So I don't know what you think about that. Do you have opinion or comment or question? Dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Another topic I want to talk about is Lawrence Elder, who is an American conservative talk show radio host, author, politician, and attorney who hosts the Larry Elder Show. The show began as a local program on Los Angeles radio station KABC in 1993 and ran into 2008. Followed by a second run on KABC from 2010 to 2014. Larry Elder, a California recall contender, makes misleading claims that young people don't need COVID-19 vaccines. He also said some other things about Black people about, he says, one of the things that he said that I thought was alarming was that these white people who lost their slaves need to be paid. So does anybody know about Larry Elder or what he said or have a comment on it? If you do, press 1 and make a comment. Or if you have a question, because he is very confrontational. And he seems to be against Black people, even though he is Black. And he supports white supremacy. And he's also a Republican candidate in California recall election. So what do you think about Black people that are politicians that do things to hurt or stop the progress of other Black people? People out here, would you vote for him? Or if you came in contact with him, what would you say anything to him at all? Now, I did hear him on the television talking today, and he mentioned that he did come from the hood and things like that. And he was going off on some white commentators who thought he was racist against Black people. So how do we handle Black people who are against Black people that are on a national stage? If you have a comment or question, you can dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. So speaking about more on the Larry Elder thing, he says it's a hypocrisy on the mask and vaccine mandates that the Democrats are also, that they are pushing. And he's also made other offensive comments. Like he said that, like it's smart for women to tolerate crude workplace behavior by men that, so he seems to be a black man born in a white person's body because he is definitely not for us. And also, they're talking about a new variant of this virus is out that's supposed to be more deadly than what we have so far. And I do have a caller 8416. Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening. Can you hear me at this point?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes. I'm from Decatur, Georgia. I have several comments.
Okay.
First of all, the new abortion law that goes into effect in September, I have every faith in the Supreme Court that they're going to reverse that, especially as a guideline with Roe versus Wade. I know it's going to be turbulent between now and to that point when they actually decide the case, but if we can just hold on to at least that thought that we will get some relief from that bill later. Number two, Larry Elder, I've been following for a number of years. Mr. Elder seems to be highly inclined to high ratings. I think the thing now for black people, what they're doing now is they're generating side income, they're generating high ratings, and the sacrifice for the black people that have suffered and did a lot for this country. I think it's a disgrace, but what can you do? We'll have to grit and teeth and just abide with it. In Georgia, we have a high-ranking black official who's going to be running for governor. For a number of years, the electorate has rejected him as a Democrat, so he decides to go over the fence and become a Republican, since this is the going thing under Donald Trump. Again, I have every faith in the electorate in Georgia that we'll do everything to stop him in his tracks, because we're quite satisfied with the two senators that we elected in the last go-around. Again, those are my three comments with those subjects.
Okay, well, I do have another question, because you said you had been following Larry Elder for years.
Yes, I've lived in the state of Houston for 3 years, from the year 2000 to 2003. And I've resided in Los Angeles and now in Georgia. And I've been following Mr. Elder for quite a while on radio, trying to get a gist of where he's coming from. But he seems to be more to the right now. But I think it's really generated from economics, high ratings. Because a conservative, I noticed one other thing. When you have a conservative person on radio, their rating seems to thrive much higher than somebody who's, we would say, a moderate Democrat. And I think it's been proven time and time and time again. It's money, money, money. So you go where the money is going. So Mr. Elder just taking advantage of that trend.
Okay, because, you know, I recently found out about him. I didn't know anything about him. Not even last year. He wasn't even on my radar. And I didn't see anything, didn't hear anything about him until someone brought it to my attention. And some of the things that I heard, I did Google him, that I heard him say, I was just like, what? Is this black man crazy or what? But yeah, you're probably right. It's about ratings, about money, because didn't he write a book or something recently and things like that?
Now, as far as the book, I'm not privy to that, but I do know from the time I've started listening to Larry, he was more, let's say, moderate, more in the mainstream with us as black people. But as time evolved and go along and moved along, and a more inclination of Russell Limbaugh and his choir stand, he just leaned more and more and more and more to that particular situation. But
okay.
Mr. Larry Elder did not originally start off that way, but as time generated, as ratings became essence and key, as the money became more productive, money sort of pouring into the conservative people, is my opinion that Larry just acquiesced to it.
Are you familiar with Candace Owens?
A thorn in our side. She's a young Republican in her 30s. I from time to time, I hear her on talk shows, Dr. Ritchie and Roland Martin tend to debate with her and everything. But again, Candace is merely taking advantage of being a conservative under the Trump doctrine, generating, again, economic base. No telling what the lady's making per year doing that. Now, the question is, is she adept, she's intellectual, she's smart. My question is she really that dumb? I don't think she is, but I think the dollar speaks louder than anything else.
I agree with you on that one. I can't stand the girl. Candace Owens, I've listened to a few things she had to say, but I was like, if I was near her, I'd probably slap her in the face when I would see her. So I don't want you off, but I do have another caller that called in. They want to make a comment.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 6598, do you have a question or comment?
Are you
6598?
Hello?
Well, maybe.
Hello?
Yes.
I didn't know I had queued in. Well, I would like to say that, you know, for the things that I have seen on this man and have heard what he has said and just his way of thinking, seems to me that he has somewhat of a grip on the law, but at the same time, he's using them against our own people. And anyone that's going to use these laws against our own people and don't use them against all people, I have a big problem with that. Anyone who can stand up for this man and he is against our people being given reparations for the things that happened during slavery, anyone being against that should have a problem with themselves, and they need to check themselves because we built this country. Everything that we have put out here has been taken from us and turned into a different type of American history, which is untrue. Black people have long been navigators. They've been inventors. And everything that we have done has been hidden from history from the very beginning. And for this man to speak the way that he does regarding any of our ancestors, because number one, our ancestors shouldn't have been slaves. And I feel that this man really needs some correcting.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about the situation right now, especially on the things that he said. And then he was bold enough to say them out loud. And then also, you know, the other black lady that was on there, and I can't remember her name right off, but for them to speak against our race the way that they did, and I'm like, black people, most black people are usually law-abiding citizens. And there may be some who have gone out of their way because they had a need for something and they were desperate, whether it be to be fed, to be clothed, anything. When people are put in a certain situation, yes, sometimes there may be crime, but nobody in this country should be starving, should be without clothes, should be out without housing. So this is one of the richest nations in the world. The man should be ashamed of himself from putting the words out of his mouth.
He should.
And that's my statement.
Okay, I have another caller that has a comment or question. 4932.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well, doing very well. What's all that? Is that me?
Yep.
Okay, there it goes. first, I'd like to begin with this. I don't know what that gentleman's seen in Larry Elders, but Larry Elders is not a nigga. let me tell you this. He is a straight coon. Why is it? Oh, maybe I need to go on here.
For some reason, you have an echo.
Exactly.
I don't know why that is.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, finish.
Is that better?
Yes.
Let me. Okay. So anyway, Larry Elders is a straight coon. I don't know what he ever heard out of this guy. This dude is following the racist supremacy book white racist superiority or white supremacy racist book by the full nine. He has nothing to do with black people at all. He's going to turn laws that directly affect black people, just like the regular old coon would do. He ain't asking for money for the people. He's asking for the reparations that our people not only had gotten mm-hmm. by law, but also
right.
gotten by deserve. The reparations
mm-hmm.
that our people deserve for 400 years of slavery and oppression. So this nigga ain't no real, he ain't up down with the black flight. This dude is quick to tell you not only do you not to believe in reparations, but he also believes in the harder voting laws, which I'm not a big thing. I don't think that bothers us as much as everybody likes to put on. It's just a way for the so-called Democratic Love You Party to make a fuss about, because most of us have to walk around. I don't know too many black people that's walking around without IDs, and the ones that are, they ain't voting anyway. But the whole point of the matter is Larry Elders is a top coon for white supremacy, and
mm-hmm.
he believes in upholding white supremacy by law, by hook or crook, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think bro needs to be listening to him unless he wants to ride out with them.
Exactly. I believe everything that you're saying, because I know when I was speaking on it today, I felt that he reminded me of the cartoon Boondocks. That before,
yeah.
At Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, that's Uncle Ruckus for real.
Exactly.
I don't even think he's as good to be Uncle Ruckus. He's the real.
Okay, he's probably worse.
I think he's the real coon.
Right, and then also he reminds me of the guy that used to be on Dave Chappelle on the skit that when he played the black man that was under the Ku Klux Klan uniform.
David Duke.
Hollering out the white power.
He got mad because people were calling him David Duke, but he was following right under the guise of David Duke.
Right.
Black Authority, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He'd be on YouTube.
I am.
He did a thing on him, and I'm like, just to let y'all know, this is, white supremacy loves this nigga because he's neck and neck with the governor right now.
Exactly.
They love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do everything to please them and his white queen.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's married to.
Exactly.
He is going to do it. He's going to follow the line, hook or crook. There's no bargaining with this guy. There's no bargaining.
Very true.
A person like that is very
dangerous.
At least. Let me tell you something. He's worse than Trump, because at least Trump acted like he was going to listen to what black people was saying about reparations. This nigga is not. He is like very, very much against
it. Exactly.
You don't deserve it. He's on that you don't deserve it type of stuff. And I'm out there like, dude, did you just drop your robe or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing I believe about him is that they need to keep him in the press just so that we can stay abreast as to what he is up to.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm definitely.
That's what I said. Just keep him in the press just so that we can see exactly what he's up to. We don't need him going underground nowhere.
They're going to keep him there because they're go ahead.
Oh, wait, no, you go ahead first. I can still ask my question afterwards.
I said they're gonna make sure that they keep him above water because they're gonna push him. They're gonna push the heck out of him. And if he fails, they're gonna drop him like a bad habit, like they do all their coons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drag him by the truck.
Right, exactly.
Now, do you all think, this is for any of the listeners, you can chime in if you're already on here. If not, if you haven't made a comment or question yet, press 1. But do you think that Larry Elders goes out of his way to be at odds with the black community? Do you think it's for the money, or do you think it's because he's just anti-black?
Because he's very, very anti-black. He's very anti-black. He don't give a damn about money. You know, you can just call yourself a conservative and be on radio and boom up. You don't have to kiss ass. What was that general, that black guy, they wanted him to run for president at one time.
Colin Powell.
You don't hear Colin Powell talking like this, brother. This dude is straight up. He's straight up he is, you know, if it all broke out in the Civil War right now, that joker be over there killing niggas. He would be the head nigga. We would have to kill his ass first to make way.
Hold on 1 second. I have another caller. 1053, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a couple of comments I would like to make. First of all, I generally agree with everything you said about Larry Elders.
Mm-hmm.
He is a traitor. He's a
Lord,
handle as a traitor.
Exactly. Yeah, needs to be strung up.
That's right. That's right. Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying you should know what happened.
No, he should be strung up. At this point, I'm a little afraid to be closer. I don't need him to be around.
I was just being nice, but I tell you,
right.
Clarence Thomas is worse than him.
Oh yeah. No,
I don't think I'd say that.
Okay.
I think Larry Elders has got his mouth all over white butt. Yeah.
Okay, 105.3. So can you tell me why you think Clarence Thomas is worse?
Are you asking me?
Yes, 105.3.
Oh yeah, I think Clarence Thomas is worse than Larry Elders, because Elders does not have the power that Clarence Thomas has. Clarence is a major player. He's a Supreme Court justice. He actually he does things every day that really damage black people in the worst way. And I think he's real dangerous. As far as I'm concerned, Elders is really just a loudmouth like Rush Limbaugh making a lot of money maybe. But I don't think it's about money about him. I agree with your call when he said that it's not about money for Larry. It's he's just a traitor. It's not about money. I think Rush Limbaugh's about money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think
Rush Limbaugh is a racist, but yeah, he was
about money.
He was
about
that
money.
Not only that, but he could push all the people who he wanted to get in office as well. He used his platform directly
for
that, because he knew that they would work in the matter of keeping black people oppressed and making sure that the white race is taken care of. Definitely.
Right.
They want it. These people like them, they want laws like if you don't own a home, you can't even vote.
Mm-hmm.
That directly affects black people. Big time.
Exactly.
Right.
But, so what do you all think about this? Larry Elder opposes every single public policy idea that's supported by black people to help black people. He's against the law. Just like you all said,
right.
Traitor. Yeah.
I'm with the caller. He needs to be reckoned with.
Exactly.
He ain't ran into the bulldogs yet.
You know how he should be reckoned with, like you would recognize reckon with a Proud Boy or 3%.
That's exactly.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, that's the type of
the same deal.
That's right.
Just like that.
Just like that. Everybody understands.
Because that's how he look at it. He looks like he's looking at it like he's on their side. Period.
He is on their side.
There ain't no coming back. Whoa.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Oh, he's definitely
very bad
news. And, you know, when we have to deal with systemic racism on daily basis as black people, and then we have another black person supporting these people who have oppressed us, still are oppressing us, that are racist, discriminate against us at all times. I mean, it's like, when he looks in the mirror, he has to hate himself.
Exactly,
yeah,
I believe that totally.
He definitely. That's why he's got a. That's why he's got a white woman. He got a white woman because
he
so he can look at himself.
He hates
right.
Yes, he hates
also,
himself,
which I don't like. He is also against reforming the criminal justice system, and he's against bringing out racial biases in public policy.
He's also against cops being losing, being defunded. But so is Biden, though.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you, Michelle, you had mentioned about the how racist people in Texas are. But,
yes.
You know, the question I was raising in my mind, why in the world that what are these Mexicans doing? All these Mexicans, even in California and especially in Texas, these
That's
people
right.
think they have white. If they the big, they the issue. And I don't really have a lot of sympathy for
hello.
I don't have no sympathy for them.
I don't.
And I look at all these Mexicans. I think the blacks are doing their part in turning out. We are doing our part in turning out. But even in California, all them Mexicans, this city shouldn't even be a close call with elders, Larry Elders. With all the Mexicans and Hispanic people you have in California, why is that even an issue with all the blacks and everything? It shouldn't even be an issue where he could even be, have a chance to be governor of a city like California.
60% of 60% of Latinos come over here and vote Republican.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't have no.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm up there. Like, why are they why are they pushing these people over here so quick?
Trump.
You have to understand that when Trump was in office, Trump was trying to stop them all from coming over here.
I know. I think that was a good thing. That was one of the good things
yeah.
he did.
Yeah, I believe it. Don't get me wrong. I believe it was a good thing due to the simple fact is that if you do not belong to this country, I don't believe
right.
that you should have all the rights that we Americans do who were born
they,
here.
No. They're getting all
and
the benefits.
For them to get public aid, Social Security,
right.
the whole nine,
right.
and then half of us
right.
in the United States who have worked a long time in this country can't even get it when we need it and we paid into the system. I have a very big problem with that.
Hell yeah.
Hey, and he's also against critical race theory, which
yeah.
most states have stopped or trying to pass laws to stop also because they don't want real history taught in their schools because all the lies they
right.
were told.
Now we have to be careful about let's be careful about calling critical race theory because I don't want to call it that bullshit that they claiming. You mean real history? You mean real history? That's why I always come back with them whenever they talk about critical race. Oh, you talking about real history? Because I know real history.
Critical race history is because these black people wrote this book. And it was called Critical Race Theory. That's where the name came from. And they
right.
put all this
right. I know.
In there. So that's how the name caught on, and that's what people are saying.
Right,
but
and I understand that. But my point is, I'm trying to correct these fools because they, you know, they always put these little terms on things to help right because what they really saying is we don't want you black people in our history books we don't
right.
want your truth to be out there
yeah
exactly.
just call it that that's
exactly
yeah.
critical theory
you got mad because we was trying to destroy racist statues but now you sit up here telling me the truth cannot come out? Come on, man.
Right.
Exactly.
And since you mentioned racist statues, in Richmond, today, they removed one.
Lee.
In Richmond, Virginia.
General Lee.
They removed
right.
three of them? Nice.
General Lee.
Right.
Hey, while they were taking it down, they should have said, critical, we don't need this critical race theory.
Well, also with the critical race theory, what they don't like about it, because with critical race theory, they're saying that racism is embedded in every single thing in America, whether you try to go get a job, housing, everything. So that's another reason why they don't like critical race theory, because if you read it, and read it, they said America is racist. And it's you can't do anything basically in America, like even in housing, how they would redline, steer people. It's racism embedded in everything, and it was
well, a lot of them
black people.
It's in General Lee.
Black.
A lot of them say that it's teaching hate. I'm like, you're not teaching hate.
You're teaching the truth.
You just don't want your kids to know the truth, because then you're going to look frowned down on grandma and grandpa and mom and dad. That's what it is.
And they already are.
So they don't want it in the schools. They don't want it.
Right.
It was offered, or that what they wanted was to teach it from kindergarten to 12th grade. And some school systems in the states passed laws saying that you cannot take critical race theory. If you're a teacher, you can't teach it. You can't go to any conferences and still keep your job. I mean, almost over half the states don't want it, because it says it makes white people look bad. That's what these white people are saying. It makes them look bad.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It does.
I mean, it's the truth. They don't want it in there. It's the truth. You know,
exactly.
The colonizers got to write their own story, which is not history, but his story. So when you're in a winning position, you can say whatever you want to happen or whatever.
Well, that's why we need to take over our school boards. You people got to start voting those elected offices.
Yes.
School boards. And I think one of your calls I mentioned sometime, I think it might be the one on that talks about education all the time. Well, that's a big issue. That's a big issue. A huge issue. And I think that you can control that by getting out. But most people don't pay any attention to the school boards and when they elect it. They don't pay no attention to that. But that's critical that we
very critical
board members and decide what our children are going to be taught. And I think that's
because instead of teaching critical race theory, they want to teach LGBTQ crap. And I'm why my kid need to know about that little bitty taste of whatever you call history? That ain't no damn history. That's perversion. I don't want my kids being learning perversion.
That's
my
true.
Kid
we
needs to know what why they need to be proud to be black.
8051, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have...
You got to echo.
I want to say that I've listened to all the comments.
Oh, wait a minute. You have an echo. 8051.
And also about the...
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you have an echo.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was listening, and I agree with everything you all said. But just like you said about that critical race theory, I agree with one caller that said they should change the name. It's number one reason that the white people don't want it. It's an embarrassment to them.
That's right.
They don't want the rest of the world, because everybody don't know the history of how they treated black people. And if they start teaching it in the school system, it gives everybody the right to hear it. And the younger generation probably would help us kill their parents, because some of them are not as prejudiced and don't listen to what they're saying. And plus, there's too many biracial kids coming along. And when they start talking about teaching your child in kindergarten and preschool that you don't have to decide what sex you are, you can wait and see what the sex you want to be, female or male. I wouldn't allow my kid to go to school under those circumstances. I wouldn't let a gay teacher teach my daughter sex education in Kentucky. And that was like over 20-some years ago. I said, no, he's gay. What are you going to tell my child? And I'm not there.
Right.
No, but the guy from...
Because that's when they slip in whatever they want to put in.
Yeah, they can. And if you're not in the room hearing what's being taught, you don't know what you're taught, what they're teaching us to.
Exactly.
It's almost better to be homeschooled. and teach
well, one
the
thing,
values
one thing they need
children.
To one thing they need to take the attitude of Jews. Jews would never let Hitler live down to what he did. And they run
right.
him down and pull him in court right now, 80, 90 years old on oxygen tent, dragging him in the
field right.
today. And that's the attitude we should have. We should never forget slavery. And we should
ever.
Keep it before the people. Ever. That's right. Yeah, keep it before the people
exactly.
forever. And I think
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying when we take that type of attitude, and you don't have to worry about how it's going to be taught because we're going to be teaching it every day, and you're going to hear about it every day. Never let them
get
it done. I totally
agree. I think
agree. You got to sober up some of these black people to make you understand what's going on because most of them are high. They don't even know what's being done to them.
Hey,
that's our problem.
Yeah,
that's
hey,
our problem.
You, right. You got to be.
We're not going to talk about that today.
We'll skip over that one right now, but we're going to get back to it.
We're satisfied right now.
You were talking about history. I wanted to make mention to, I mean, I don't know if everybody's aware, but the Tariq Nasheed has got enough money to start the hidden black museum. It's going to be in L.A. We're going to have our own real museum to teach our real
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably still go there and donate if you want. I've donated myself. And the thing about it is as soon as everything gets up there, whoever donates, they're going to get put on the wall. But the biggest thing to me is that we need to let our kids see the real deal so then they don't be lost in this wicked society that we live in.
That's true.
I think not only should it be in California,
well, that's just a start. That's just a start.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get one, we get another one, you know?
Right.
He's from, he lives there in L.A., so that's why it's way over there.
How can you donate?
You can go to the hidden, let me see. Let me go to you can go to like his YouTube channels and click on one of the newest YouTube video he has out and it'll have it on there, but let me look at it real quick. Whoa. Let me see here. It's the Hidden Mystery or Hidden History Museum.com, hiddenhistorymuseum.com, and you can donate through Indigo.
Okay.
Did you get that?
.com.
Hidden
yeah.
Hiddenhistorymuseum.com.
Through Indigo. Okay. Tell me, yes, you got it.
But I deem it. What was that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Okay.
Does anybody else
yeah,
have a comment?
Yeah, because I got the information.
Question?
Awesome. What was that,
right
Michelle?
Now, I don't.
I was asking if anybody else had a comment or question about any of the subjects. Okay, now you all said you all didn't like, or some of you, the name critical race theory.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think it should be called then? What would you have called it?
Kicking niggas out of history. I need it to be straight up what it is, instead of you sitting up there. Don't sit up there and try to line it up, and you know, when they'll start there, then it'll move on. It's just like we went from black or Negro to black to African American. You know, I cut all that stuff out too. It's FBA. We're foundational Black Americans. So it doesn't need to have. You know, they took something that Black people made and did a spinoff with it. That's what they did.
Exactly.
And my thing is, you just don't want to sit up there and push the truth instead
if you actually read it, and which I'm sure they have, they got it all out there. It's truth. The reason it's under attack, which I can understand why they wouldn't want it out there. You do what you do, and as horrible as you are, you want to look good to the rest of the world. But like they said, with critical race theory, you know, it's a way to understand how American racism has shaped public policy. And they said
when you hear critical race theory, instead of hearing, look, we're just not trying to have you in the history that you had made, it sounds like you're not doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're just, you know what I'm saying? That was just a term that they just kind of flipped it to their for their good, you know? It's like everything else. They just flip things. You know, it's just like them taking our own stuff and calling it theirs. You know, I can remember we used to say word, you know, all the time. Now they're saying it. Now they're going to say that they made that term word, you know, in the street. So my thing is that's all they're doing with that, rather than saying straight up, hey, look here, we don't want your history to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
See, I have a problem with that because I agree with you.
I don't have a problem with the name at all, personally.
Well, the name I'm not too much worried about, but my thing is that going back to what they were stating about the history being taught in the schools, because I'm like, we need that history, but also we need to teach that history within our homes first.
Well, bigger than anything.
Also, at the same time, when we send our children to their school and we are having to get their textbooks and
debrief them every week,
and our children are reading these every week, do parents ever really go and look and see what's in their children's textbooks? I do. But I don't know if a majority of them do, because if you want to know what your child is learning, go look at that textbook.
Well,
see
when you
the
let
history says.
Your child, period, it's a problem.
Say that again?
I said when the enemy is the one teaching your child.
That is a problem, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. It is a big problem. But we really didn't have a choice of that because they had already integrated our children into their system and negated ours and got rid of
Black people integrated. The Black people.
I know that.
With white people.
The civil rights era. So
Yeah, but the thing is that at the same time, you have to understand they wanted the same thing as they had. They didn't necessarily say that they had to automatically go to their white schools. They wanted the same books and education that they were getting, because what they gave us was nowhere near what the white schools were giving.
No, a lot of them
wanted to go to the white schools. a lot of them thought that going to white schools would let them include them into their books and things. But here's, you was asking me what I had a big problem with on the critical race theory.
What is it?
The biggest thing that I have a problem is that the last word, theory. Ain't no fucking theory. It's the truth.
Right.
But don't call Miles a history.
When they use that term critical thinking, to me it's always negative and a lie.
Yes.
That's why I only like to refer to critical thinking. Because every time I hear it on TV or anytime you hear it publicly, it's always a lie and it's negative, something against black people. When they say critical thinking, that means that's like a code for we don't like niggas.
Exactly.
My
ancestors' lies wasn't no theory. It's the truth.
Right, right. So why call it critical
thinking? Truth.
It's not critical thinking. That's
my biggest thing about it.
And that's what it should be called. Let's study bias racial thinking.
There it is.
Exactly.
And when everyone was stating about the rest of the world not wanting
everyone else to know about.
You mean white supremacy wanting the world, not wanting the world
about
to know?
They don't want the rest of the world to know about America being racist. Best believe me, when they first came to the table from the very beginning and everything that they did, even their allies could see exactly what they were about. So I don't believe that the rest of the world doesn't already know what America is already about, because they've been here, they've seen it, they probably experienced it themselves, because when someone comes from another country and they come here and go to school, they're not always given, they're given the welcome, but once that welcome is done, they're going to see to it that they get certain things. But believe me, do you not see those students that come over here integrate with their own students in their own buildings and different things like that?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's smart. They doing
it is smart. But the thing is,
like,
that lets you know that they already know outside of this country that this is going on.
Oh, they know. I mean, white supremacy is a global epidemic.
Of course.
You mean discarded.
We have 90 seconds left. Anybody else want to make a comment or say something?
I think I've said enough.
Well, we want to thank you for this great topic. How about that? I want to thank you for this great topic.
It was a very good topic.
Well, thank you. And, if there's a topic that you want to discuss, you can hit me up on Facebook, send me a message. You got my number.
You're like, hey, girl. We want to talk about this.
We can talk about this. But I want to thank everybody who made a comment or had a question. I want to thank you all for that. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, because, I want to discuss things that affect black people or help black people or what's going on.
Yes.
That's why it was like current events. Whatever's going on right now, we can discuss. So thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful evening, and be safe and be careful.
Hey, Larry Elders.
Bye.